Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
Years ago, I flew out to sit with a team that was in a full-blown morale spiral. The company's ruined. The pricing makes no sense. The strategy's insane. They cut roles. And instead of a pep talk, I spent the day explaining how the business actually works. Rule of 40, how private equity thinks. Why we got bought, at what multiple, and what it takes to get to the exit. And I watched the lights come on.
You gave them a finance lecture and it fixed morale?
I gave them context. Suddenly the pricing made sense. The strategy made sense. They still didn't love all of it, but they understood the why. And the thing I really wanted, I wanted them to start bringing that lens into their deals, to think like the business, not just the product.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate, final part of our Future of the Role series. And this is the skill I'd put at the very top of the list, and the one we're collectively worst at, business acumen.
And you've got a specific, slightly uncomfortable take on where we're worst at it.
I do, and I'll say it plainly because I've led global teams. The Americans are, on average, natively better at this. U.S. pre-sales, out of the box, will talk margin, profitability, financials, without flinching. In Europe, and I include my own backyard, we get squeamish the second the conversation turns commercial. We retreat to the technology because it's comfortable.
Why do you think that gap exists?
Partly culture, partly training. We select and reward SEs for technical depth and treat the commercial side as someone else's job. The AE's problem. So you get brilliant engineers who can architect anything and go quiet when a CFO asks about payback period.
Okay, I feel this one hard. I have people who are absolute wizards on the platform, and the moment the room turns to what's the business case, they physically shrink. And it's not that they can't, it's that nobody ever told them it was their job.
That's the crux. And here's my stop the bus moment. I've literally said this to SEs mid-deal. When someone's arguing to give away half the value to win a technical point, I ask them, do you actually work for us? Are we trying to make a profit here, or are we a charity? Not to be harsh, to snap them into remembering there's a business on our side of the table too.
Brutal, but I get it. So the real question, is business acumen teachable, or is it like the vertical thing where some people just have it?
This one I'm optimistic about. Unlike vertical fluency, it is teachable. But it takes deliberate, repeated effort, and most leaders never make it. When I ran that session, people who'd been in the industry for years told me no one had ever connected those dots for them.
So the fix starts with the leader assuming less. Don't assume they know how a P&L works. Just teach it.
That's exactly it. Take whatever your CEO said on the last earnings call, which sounds like noise from three levels down, and break it into, here's what that actually means for our little pre-sales team this year. Do that, and people stop feeling like victims of strategy and start feeling like participants in a business.
And here's how I'm building it in from day one. Onboarding, before any product training. Can you read a balance sheet? Do you understand how a company like our customer actually makes money? I'd rather hire someone who gets business and teach them our platform than the reverse.
Which, funny enough, is the same instinct as last episode. The domain and the commercial sense are harder to install than the product knowledge. Product you can always teach.
The mindset I want is simple. Every SE walking into a room asking, if this were my business, my money, my board, how would I think about this? That one question changes everything about how they show up.
And it's the thing AI can't hand you. AI will draft your business case. It won't give you the instinct to know the case is nonsense or the nerve to challenge a customer's numbers. That instinct is pure human. And it's a competitive edge that's only getting rarer.
What's the move?
Stop assuming your team understands the business, yours or the customer's. Teach it explicitly. Take your last earnings call or strategy update and translate it, line by line, into what it means for your team. Then do it again next quarter. Repetition is the whole method.
And bake it into hiring and onboarding before product. Can they read a balance sheet? Do they think commercially? Get them asking, "If this were my business," in every deal, because that's the one edge the machines can't draft for them. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.